You're listening to Workipedia by Workforce Singapore, a podcast for all matters career-related. Whether it's job hunting tips or career development advice, we have the insights and answers for all your questions.
Hello and welcome to WSG Podcast on Preparing for Interviews. I am Lim Pei Li, Career Coach with Workforce Singapore. In this podcast, I will talk about preparing for interviews and basic grooming tips. Good news! You have been shortlisted for an interview and this is your chance to make an outstanding first impression. One of the important parts of interview preparation is to figure out what to wear. Whether you are interviewing in person or virtually, when you dress to impress, you are showing hiring manager that you are not only serious about the job, but you are also showing respect for the interviewers and the company. What you wear to a job interview is not necessarily what you will wear to work every day. But you do have to be appropriately dressed for the interview, even if it is a virtual interview. For in-person interview, wear pants or skirt in solid colours like navy, grey or black. Your shirt should be white or light in colours like light blue or soft pink. Avoid wearing shirts that are too bright or have too many colours as it might be distracting. Even if you are doing the interview virtually, do ensure that you are wearing proper shirt or tops. And of course, do wear proper pants or skirt in case you leave your seat during the interview. You do not want the interviewer to see you in your pajamas pants. When you attend an interview in person, do make sure that you are wearing proper and comfortable shoes. This means no slippers or sandals. For men, do wear socks with your shoes, and for ladies, black low heel shoes are the safest choice. Now that you know what to wear, the next part that is equally important is your basic grooming. Here are some essential grooming tips. For men, make sure that your hair is neatly trimmed and facial hair is well groomed. This includes your beard or moustache as well as your ears and nostril hair. If not, you can also go clean shaven. For your hair, try to keep the hairstyle with a natural look. For ladies, tie out your hair in ponytail or bun up if you have long hair. Make sure it is neat and not covering your face. Next, make sure your teeth are clean and your breath is fresh. If you are a smoker, do not smoke at least half an hour before the interview. Or if you are a coffee drinker, just stand by some mint candy. You do not want to put off the interviewer with the unpleasant smell from your mouth. For ladies, avoid wearing heavy makeup. Go for fresh, natural colours and keep it simple and light. Remember, less is more. Your goal is to look professional and not like you are going to a party. You can wear deodorants to stay fresh and dry, but avoid wearing strong perfumes that might smell too overpowering. You do not want to distract the interviewer with that strong scent that might cause a headache to some people. Lastly, make sure your nails are clean and trimmed. For ladies, wear a light or nude colour nail polish so that it won't be too distracting. The next important thing before you go for an interview is to prepare yourself. Do read your resume and take note of some pointers, as some interviewers may refer to your resume to ask questions about yourself and your accomplishments. As you reflect, write down the ones that stand out the most, and that shows that you possess the skills and qualities that match the job description. To make it easier, you can think in terms of what is your knowledge, skills, and attributes, or KSA. Next, research on the company and familiarize yourself with the job description. Some companies will ask you to tell them what you know about the company. If you are unable to answer, it shows that you are not prepared and not serious in looking for a job in the company. To be well prepared for the interview questions, you can Google for some common interview questions. Make a note of the talking points and practice until you feel confident about your answers. You can also practice some job-specific interview questions. At the end of every interview, interviewers might ask if you have any questions for them. Do prepare a few questions beforehand to show interest. To know what kind of questions you may ask, listen in to the next podcast episode on interview do's and don'ts. Now that you have your questions and answers ready, you can do a mock interview by doing it in front of a mirror or record yourself on video. This will help you be self-aware of your body language and practice eye contact. You can also practice the interview session with a friend or family member. Give them the list of practice interview questions and get them to role-play with you. Once done, get their feedback and work on those that you are lacking. Lastly, print out your resume copies if required. Pack your portfolio and gather anything else that you need to bring along for the interview. Do bring along a pen as well, in case you need to fill any application forms. If you're not sure, you can call the company beforehand to check if you need to bring any of those. Prepare all the things and pack your bag the night before and get it all ready so that you will not miss out and rush the next morning. Once done, have an early night so that you will have enough rest and wake up feeling fresh and ready for your interview. Good luck! Check out WSG Career Grid for career resources tailored to your career needs. Visit go.gov.sg/careergrid-podcast to start your journey with us.
We hope you've enjoyed this episode from Wikipedia by Workforce Singapore. Stay tuned for more insights and tips on all things career-related. Don't forget to follow Workforce Singapore on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, as well as subscribe to our newsletters and the WSG Jobs and Career Advice Telegram channel for the latest updates from us.